U.S. fatality outside of Washington state. The spread of the cases has stocks sinking this morning on Wall Street after yesterday's surge. One of the first industries to feel the effect, travel.
Starting in April, United Airlines will reduce passenger carrying capacity 20% on international routes and 10% in the U.S., the first airline to cut domestic flying. JetBlue joining United.
Fox's Tracy Carrasco. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of more showers and a few thunderstorms continues this morning before ending by midday. High today, 61. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight, low 44. Tomorrow, the sun returns. That'll be nice. High in the low to mid-60s. We'll be in the 30s on Friday night. Great weekend forecast. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Low 60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. A chance to dry out for about 3 or 4 days in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey's study group on gambling policy will meet for the first time today. The group will gather information to help her, the legislature, and Alabama voters understand how a possible expansion of gaming would impact the state. Former Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is the chair of the study group. The Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee approved a bill to change the pistol permit system. This bill would create a new statewide database for pistol permits. Right now, sheriffs keep track of the permits. This bill now heads to the Senate floor for debate. And road closures could be on the horizon with expected rainfall totals. Officials say due to rising water levels, the Emerald Mountain Expressway will likely have to close later today. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Howdy, parents. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLE Rodeo, coming to Garrett Coliseum March 19th through the 21st. Learn more and purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate, no money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's Cash. Get $10 Kohl's Cash for every $50 spent. Tops for the family are $9.99 and under. Athletic shoes, $49.99 and under. And a power air fryer is just $99.99. Plus, get it in 2 hours or less with buy online, free store pickup. Shop hundreds of epic deals Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Yeah. went around and did like a good puppy, like he's supposed to do. I was a little surprised at that. And even this time, as he was saying about how wonderful, you know, Joe Biden's a wonderful guy, a wonderful man. And, you know, I'm a little bit surprised by it. It's almost like he's, I don't know if he's admitting defeat. He might be, but I watched him yesterday saying, or just a little while ago, saying very good things about sleepy Joe Biden.
That was President Trump earlier. Well, actually, last night. I watched it earlier. Talking about Bernie Sanders. Now, Bernie's almost giving it up. Welcome to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Jack. How you doing? I'm okay. Boy, the Democrats have sure got their talking points about how great Biden is. Have you noticed it on all the...
Well, he's so giving. He's so touchy-feely.
Yeah, you just got to... They say, oh, you just got to love old Joe. That's just the way he is.
Right, right.
What, having constant brain farts? Is that the kind of... I mean...
Well, this is still the best thing ever right here.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by... You know the thing.
Golly.
That should be his campaign slogan. You know the thing.
Yeah.
Now, we brought this up with April Marie yesterday. I was talking with Jay during the changeover off air. Is it a normal thing to go up and sniff strangers' babies?
I don't know.
It's just odd to me. Maybe I'm just off base here. One thing, if it's a family member and you're holding their baby, it's like, oh, it's a baby smell. It's a cute baby. I was holding my cousin Scott's baby, Garrison. And he's adorable. And, you know, melts my heart. He looks like us, part of the family. And so that's one thing. But I don't know. I don't know what the line is when you're doing politics at that level of presidential politics. I mean, you've been around this stuff, Jack.
Yeah, I've been around this stuff.
Is Biden just from a different era where people just... He's very touchy-feely. He's very, like, shoulder rubs.
Yeah, he does
hugs,
that all the time.
Little pecks and kisses. Yeah, it's creepy to me.
I don't know how to respond to that. I just know he's, like, you know, sometimes cannot construct a sentence. It was odd. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. And if you can't tell, folks, what always happens is you have a big build-up to a big event, like Super Tuesday. Now we're kind of on the letdown, the calm down.
Right.
National news-wise, people are still going on and on about the coronavirus. I just have tuned it out. I mean, we should be prepared. I mean, what can you do? Don't lick your fingers, touch your face, wash your hands.
Lick your fingers like Mike Bloomberg in the pizza line?
So gross. Mike, what are you doing? But, you know, just take regular precautions to stay healthy like you would during flu season. Doesn't seem like much of a news story to me.
Well, the news story is that, back to normal. Biden starts winning primaries. Ooh, we knew this day was coming, you know. And they're all talking about what a great effort he had. And,
right. Well, he's a good salt of the earth guy. And,
I love this. Everybody sounds like me. I love him, but.
Right.
You know.
Well, I'll say this. I said this yesterday, I believe, on Dan's show. If Biden keeps up with this, I'm going to beat Trump like a drum. I think Biden is going to get beaten like a drum. But if Joe plays into his real life experience, like, for instance, the tragedies in his life, mm-hmm. I have to say, when he spoke at John McCain's funeral and when he spoke about his son, Bo. It's very powerful stuff because it comes across as genuine and real, and I think it is. And so if Biden plays up that aspect of himself and stops trying to out-Trump Trump, Biden could be tough to beat because right now a lot of national polls, it's not like the popular vote means anything, but even in some battleground states, Biden's looking pretty good right now. So Trump's got some work to do, and I'm sure you're going to hear Trump come out and start saying, where's Hunter? I changed his first name to Where's. Where's Hunter? Hunter Biden. Where is he? How did that paternity test go, Hunter?
Well, he can't beat up on Joe too much. Because he does have some tragedies. And didn't he have a wife who died?
Early. Yeah. That was before I think he was in the Senate or right after he was in there. Though he was elected to the Senate before he was constitutionally eligible, age-wise. He was elected when he was 29. And then he had to wait, I think, a month or so to get sworn in once he was 30. And he was in the Senate that whole time until Obama picked him out of the trash heap of presidential politics and made him his vice president. So, I mean, the rub behind the scenes on Biden, pun intended, the rub, is that he is kind of an affable, easy-to-get-along-with guy. He's one of these politicians who doesn't really believe in anything at the end of the day. He kind of goes along to get along. That's why he survived.
There was a plagiarism incident when he ran for president before.
That was, I think, the first one, right?
Yeah. So he's been in the fray a few times.
And
the explanation is, that's just Joe.
Right. Right, exactly.
So, you know.
Well, and again, I think the aw shucks stuff tends to work for him, and he's a known quantity. And so maybe that's what people will pick. I don't want it in November, but it's actually much less threatening than Bernie Sanders, I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Well, the aw shucks Joe is cute and funny until you think there's a major decision.
Right.
He capable of, you know, processing it and reacting to it?
I'm not sure. I'm looking live here. You mentioned it. Mitch McConnell is speaking live on the Senate floor, and he's really, I think, addressing Chuck Schumer and what Schumer did recently.
Yeah, we need to play Schumer first, don't you think?
Yeah, let's see if we can find Schumer here. But
I mean, he's just screaming at some event. Where was he?
He was on the steps of the Supreme Court.
That's even worse.
And it was about an upcoming court case or trial at the Supreme Court level. I believe it's about Louisiana. They passed a law that required abortion clinics in Louisiana to have access to hospital access, emergency room access, privileges. So they had to have at least access to a hospital within 30 miles of them. Their abortion rights pro-choice, as they call themselves folks, are claiming, hey, this is going to shut down abortion clinics all across the state. And we already decided this with that Texas law a few years back.
Well, what I love about this is that the Chief Justice, John Roberts, fired back.
Right.
Which is unheard of. But standing on the steps of the Supreme Court as a sitting U.S. senator and admonishing Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, that was way over the top.
It really was. Schumer lately has just been sad. He's been over the top. He's been sad. It is unreal. I'm trying to find here any clip, but here's actually some of what was said yesterday. I'm not finding the clip of Schumer, but let's listen into a Fox News report.
You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. Well,
that's what Schumer said.
That's unreal.
Getting biblical there, Chuck. But, yes, John Roberts has responded.
Prompted this response from Chief Justice John Roberts, quote, "Justices know the criticism comes with the territory, but threatening statements of this sort from the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, they are dangerous. All members of the court will continue to do their job without fear or favor from whatever quarter." And just moments ago, a spokesperson for Schumer said his comments were a reference to the political price Senate Republicans will pay for putting these justices on the court and a warning that the justices will unleash a major grassroots movement on the issue of reproductive rights against the decision. Well, he then accused Roberts of taking sides for not calling out President Trump for his comments last week that Justices Ginsburg and Sotomayor should have to recuse themselves after they made comments about the president. And it all comes against the backdrop of a high-profile abortion case argued today.
Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, Trump didn't threaten them. He just...
So they should recuse themselves.
Should recuse. I mean,
right.
Which, you know, Trump knows a lot about recusal.
Right. He certainly does. Let's see if we can go live here. I'm going to back it up a little bit to the beginning of Majority Leader McConnell's comments. This is happening now in the Senate.
Yeah, he's admonishing Schumer.
Bicameral agreement to fund the fight against the new coronavirus.
Yep.
I was looking forward to congratulating all my colleagues and discussing all the important ways this funding will help our public health experts, frontline healthcare professionals, and state and local officials combat the spread of this virus and mitigate its effects. It's a serious agreement to meet a serious challenge.
$8 billion
for coronavirus. And today we
will
send it to President Trump's desk. So today will be an important day for the country. And it was going to be a proud day for the Senate. But instead, the nation's eyes are on this body for an entirely different reason. A few weeks ago, I spoke on this floor about a dangerous trend that threatens our self-government. I explained how some in the Democratic Party appear more interested in attacking the institutions of our government than in working within them. How Democrats increasingly respond to political disappointments with extreme claims that our system of government itself must be broken. The failure can't be their own. It can't be that the left needs better arguments or ideas. No. The fault must lie with the Constitution itself. Democrats have tried to cloak their anger at President Trump in rhetoric about protecting norms and institutions. But in reality, it is their own side of the aisle where anti-institutionalism is rampant. We could talk about attacks on the office of the presidency, on the Electoral College, on the First Amendment, on the Senate itself.
Yeah.
But most striking of all have been the shameless efforts to bully our nation's independent judiciary. And yesterday, those efforts took a dangerous and disturbing turn.
He's good, actually. He's boring and he has this low-key presentation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's a good opening right there. So let's hear what happened yesterday. Take it away, Mitch McConnell.
By now, many already know what the Democratic leader shouted outside the Supreme Court yesterday morning. I'm sorry to have to read it into the record. First, he prompted a crowd of left-wing activists to boo two of the associate justices, as though Supreme Court justices were professional athletes, and Senator Schumer were jeering from the stands. And then the senior senator from New York said this, "I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you've released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions." End quote. Madam President, I'm not sure where to start. There is nothing to call this except a threat. And there's absolutely no question to whom it was directed. Contrary to what the Democratic leader has since tried to claim, he very, very clearly was not addressing Republican lawmakers or anyone else. He literally directed the statement to the justices by name. And he said, quote, "If you go forward with these awful decisions," which could only apply to the court itself, "the minority leader of the United States Senate threatened two associate justices of the U.S. Supreme Court, period."
All right, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
I like to see him like this. He's a little animated. That's animated for Mitch right there.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty laid back.
He's making a great point. It's a point I've heard Attorney General Barr make. Is that the Democratic Party, you know, for all the screaming about Trump's breaking with norms, they're the ones wanting to break with constitutional norms. And in particular with the Supreme Court, we just had this big no vote, Jack, on Amendment 1 here in the state, where we said 75% of the voting public here in Alabama said, we want to continue to elect our state Board of Education members.
Right.
There is, however, a role in something to be said about anti- or undemocratic institutions within government, that they are a bit separate from the whirlwind of our day-to-day partisan politics. And I do worry, and it's not just what Schumer said yesterday, I do worry there's more and more of a play in a politicizing the Supreme Court. And I think the idea of the Supreme Court being removed from the everyday political process is a good thing. The fact that you can't vote them up or down is a good thing. Like, even when I don't like what the court does, it's generally a good thing that they can look at all the screaming, wailing, and gnashing of teeth out there in the population and say, well, we could really give a damn what y'all think. Now, of course, there's always a little bit of this input there. The institutional interests of the Supreme Court are upheld. It's not always about just the facts of the case. For instance, folks, as soon as Gorsuch and Kavanaugh ended up on the court, John Roberts, the Chief Justice, would become, I think, more of a swing vote. And I think he has been more of a swing vote because he does care about the court's reputation. I think this is sadly why he did that abominable ruling about the power to tax allows the government to fine you for not purchasing something. In the case of the individual mandate in Obamacare. And thank God the Republicans at least got that part of the law of the Affordable Care Act out of the way. But generally speaking, we should not be bringing in partisan politics to the Supreme Court. There is an ideological difference.
A sitting senator in a leadership position
right.
is not the right guy to deliver a message like that. And it was over the top, and he should be admonished by the Senate.
I hope they do admonish him very strongly indeed. Admonish Mitch, admonish Romper. He's like out of a history book, man. And he has this persona that might be like this Kentucky Hazy, but he's a brilliant, very clever man.
He knows the rules better than anybody up there.
Exactly. And he knows how to raise money. He knows how to use that money to twist arms, to get votes that he needs. He's very effective at this. But this all started, you can throw some of this back in McConnell's lap, if I'm being completely fair. When they held up Merrick Garland at the end of Obama's term, that's what really pissed off the left. And I have to admit, it was a hardball politics-wise genius move by McConnell. But no wonder they're so angry over the fact that Trump has now put two justices on the Supreme Court. And if Trump gets reelected, it might be three. It probably, Ginsburg doesn't have, well, I'm not rooting for Ginsburg to leave or something bad to happen to her, but what, in the last few years, she survived cancer treatments.
She's tough old broad.
Like fell and broke her hip, right? That's not a joke. She literally fell and broke her hip. She's surviving, but she's not going to last too long here. And she's trying to hold out.
Clarence Thomas wants to retire.
Right, and so maybe Trump puts four people on the court.
Clarence probably is waiting for this election
right.
to figure out what he's going to do.
And it is fascinating. The culture of the Supreme Court, I need to read up more on it, but it is fascinating. Clarence Thomas is this guy who never talks during oral arguments. And then after Scalia passes, Thomas became, he started to speak. And it's just the personalities, the politics within the court itself always fascinates me because it's a different game than usual partisan crap.
You know, Jeff and Deborah Miller, who are lobbyists here in Montgomery, have a daughter that worked for Clarence Thomas. She clerked for him.
Right.
Got to know him really well. Actually, you know, I think Jeff and Deborah went to his house. I mean, he loves to go eat. He likes barbecue joints. And he likes, like, bars that are like joints.
Right,
not
okay.
Or,
yeah.
Not, you know.
Like a dive.
Yeah, likes dives. And he's just a lot of fun. He has a motorhome. He goes all over the... I mean, he's a very interesting guy. And, I mean, he's, you know, and they really like him. And, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Scalia were very good friends.
Right.
They spent every New Year's together.
Well, this is what happens when you don't have to worry about being reelected.
Right.
You can actually be friends. So, but I understand why the Democrats, usually I think they're just being hyperbolic and ridiculous over this president and why I think the media is just absurd.
Yeah.
But on this one issue of the Supreme Court, I kind of understand why they're upset. But this is how the game's played.
You know, Scalia was a big bird hunter. In fact, he died on a bird shoot down in South Texas, but he took either Sotomayor or Kagan skeet shooting.
Yeah. That'd be fun to see.
Yeah.
Don't bring Cheney, though.
No, don't bring Cheney unless you won't be picking pellets out of your face.
I know we've visited this before, but you have to be so powerful that when you shoot somebody in the face, the person you shot in the face then turns around and apologizes to you.
Yeah. Well, Harry Whittington was the guy he shot from Austin, and I don't know if Harry's still alive, but he was a big Republican donor, and I knew him when I was out there in Texas. I didn't, like, know him or go up to him, but
I imagine the birdshot might have taken a few years off.
You think? He is an American lawyer,
okay,
real estate
around.
Investor, and political figure from Austin, Texas.
That's good to hear. 272-9228. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call 279-6036, 279-6036. For News and Views listeners, there's 40% off on all video transfers, not including films. But you got to tell Dan Black and the team you're a News and Views listener to get that 40% off. Take advantage of it. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team for being a great sponsor here this hour of News and Views. Let's see who this is on the phone real quick before break. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
How are you, Steve?
I'm doing outstanding now since I've been enlightened by you two scholars.
I noticed you started laughing right after you said that.
Well, I hadn't had my first nip yet. I'm still sober. Hey, in regards to the school board topic that was on the ballot, and I know, Joey, how you voted, and I voted similar, but my point is that the people got to decide that, and whether it was right, wrong, or indifferent, the people still got to decide that. And I think sometimes politicians get to a point where they forget that we have a voice. And yeah, they may know some inside stuff that we don't, but we still, some of us have got enough sense to put our britches on frontwards and get them squared away and can figure things out if you'll just let us. But it aggravates me sometimes to hear politicians talk like we really don't understand the issue.
Right.
And they're the only ones that, you know, can lead us through these troubled waters. And it's just like the occupational tax. You know, sit down and explain it to us, what you're going to do with the money. Give us a plan. And then take it to the people and let them vote. And I think you'd do better served than trying to just ram things down people's throats and say, this is the way, you're not smart enough, or you don't know all the inside things like I do, and take it or leave it.
Well, it's one of my favorite ironies or contradictions. In a democracy with a big government, essentially what they're saying is you're too dumb to run and live many aspects of your own life without us regulating you to death and taxing you to death. But you are certainly, even though you're dumb in that way, you're certainly smart enough and wise enough to vote for me.
There you go. I couldn't have said it better. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Steve.
And that vote two days ago, was just, it's so funny. It's like, are the people of Alabama wise enough to elect their state board of education representatives? Let's take it to the people to decide if they're smart enough or not.
Well, it went down. I mean, they got their ass handed to them.
They really did.
It was great.
I haven't seen a result like that in quite some time. It was impressive.
Well, what do they expect?
Right.
I mean, you know.
Right. We got to hit a break here, though. We're just meandering. But, you know, it's kind of a slower news day. Actually, it's nice to have a bit of a reprieve. We'll get into, because we haven't addressed it much, Governor Kay Ivey did sign the ban on occupational taxes, so there will be a showdown in the courts over that. Mayor Stephen Reed is none too happy about it. And, by the way, if anybody's listening from the mayor's office, I know you know folks over there, Jack, we'd love to have the mayor.
Well, we're going to have someone on next week.
And I'd love to have, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I would love to have them
on.
I ran
into him yesterday and we chatted.
I'm not here, Jack's not here. We're not here to bite your head off and to do gotcha stuff. We want to actually know what your vision is and what's going on. I think the fact that this occupational tax was the first big thing out of the gate without much conversation, to Steve's point, is very frustrating to a lot of people.
Yeah.
People want to act in good faith and don't want it to become just this partisan political fight. And so, come on. you're always welcome, Mayor Reed, on these airways. We'd love to talk to you.
Well, Glenn Pruitt has a target on his back, and I don't mean this in the literal sense, okay? I don't want to be like Schumer, but people are really upset with him.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. 272-9228, this part of News and Views brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. I'm thinking Jenkins.
Yeah, of course you are.
Especially, can I tell you, I'm driving on the interstate, and a piece of debris comes up, and, you know, BMWs have those two little grill guards on the front.
Mm-hmm.
It popped one in, completely knocked off the silver lining plastic part.
You sad?
Yeah, it's just frustrating. But I'm worried that now it's exposed to the elements more than it would have been. And also, some of that debris hit the undercarriage of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to go by Jenkins to get it checked out.
You know, Rich had an unfortunate incident.
I saw that. I saw that.
He stopped me in the hall and told me.
And so, you know, some of my issues with my car would be cosmetic, but I am worried about things hitting that undercarriage and little leaks starting, these sorts of things. And that's why I was thinking Jenkins when I got home. They can help you with these big repairs, whether it's, you know, fixing the air conditioning or the radiator or the transmission, or they can do the small things that go a long way, like oil changes, changing out that air filter, checking the tires, rotating the tires, or replacing those windshield wiper blades here with all this rain. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, they're located in downtown Montgomery at 38 East Jefferson Street, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station on East Jefferson Street. Call them today. It's the best way to make an appointment, 265-0792, 265-0792, or check them out online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. I'm thinking Jenkins. You should be thinking Jenkins. Jenkins Tire and Automotive. More news and views when we come back.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at MyAlabamaHomeMortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit CallDixie.com.
Number 15033.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
You're out of touch, Joey, and I'm out of time.
272-9228.
That's pretty clever, isn't it?
We were talking off air how much we love Hall & Oates.
I really do. And you know, they are the most successful duo in the history of rock and roll.
It's really good stuff. They got soul, man. White boys got soul. 272-9228. This hour of news and views once again brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Turn those old stacks of home videos into a new and exciting event. Bring those analog memories into the digital future. 40% off for News and Views listeners on videotape transfers to digital format, not including films this month. But you got to call 279-6036. Tell them you're a News and Views listener to get that 40% off video transfers to digital format. Thank you to Dan Black and the team for being great sponsors of this hour of News and Views. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Jason. How y'all doing?
Jason, you sound like you're in an aquarium.
I sound like I'm in an aquarium?
Uh-huh.
Let me know if it continues. Sometimes the Verizon doesn't like me very much. I don't know. Maybe
You're doing fine.
Yeah, you sound good
they
now.
They want me to upgrade my phone.
What's on your mind today?
Nothing, man. I wanted to call and kind of rant a little bit, hopefully not too long. But, you know, KIV coming out talking about the workers. The state workers driving in Alabama raised her concerns about the occupational tax. It's just funny. It's like, if you were concerned about folks driving, specifically state employees driving in Alabama and facing a new tax, why you didn't think about that before you passed the gas tax? It's the same exact situation, just a different tax. And so it's like, I'm not for the occupational tax on its face just because we need to know what you're doing with the current money. And really, when we look around, we can see there's a lot of deficiencies, a lot of things going left that y'all should have money, the city should have money to address, and they don't. So I get why the occupational tax, I get why people don't want it.
Right.
But the idea that the state legislator, who before they started this previous session, had a discussion about the gas tax and basically committed to do it before day one, they then turn around and say, well, Montgomery, you can't have occupational tax. You got your gas tax. But it's like, to me, it's a part of just the if I can, I won't say the word, but the butt backwards thinking of Alabama is that the taxes they give everybody a negative reaction. And because of that gut negative reaction, the conversation about taxes never goes anywhere productive. It always goes somewhere crazy. The state legislators spend time gutting the sunshine laws, gutting the ethics laws, not wanting to show the people what they're doing with the money. And then the people are saying, no, I don't want you to give more. I don't want to give more taxes. So I can already see you're not spending what you're getting dutifully and in a right way. But it's like, at some point, somebody has to decide that they're going to do something different, specifically the elected politicians, and start saying, here the book. I'm going to show you what's going on so we can fix it.
There is certainly a lack of trust. You know, and I'm not somebody who really trust the government, but it's more of a like a fundamental position. But there is a problem with lack of trust, I understand, especially when you just don't trust individual people. It leads to more and more bad outcomes and sometimes leads to the bigger government people like myself don't want. I think you make a very good point there. Now, on the point of taxes, I don't like how they did the gas tax. I don't like how it's not very clear what they're using the money for. We definitely know they're dredging the Port of Mobile. But at least that's a use tax. Like, you drive your car, you use the road, you're going to pay the tax. Whereas the whole idea of the occupational tax or the income tax at the state and federal level, I think it's legalized theft. They just take off the top whatever you earn. I hate that sort of tax.
And I can see your argument on that, but to me it's the same difference because it's still money coming out of my pocket for something that you can't explain to me what you're doing with it. And nobody in their right mind would take money from their house and just somebody walk up to you and say, give me $500. And you say, okay. No, you're going to be like, what you going to use it for? Even if it's a family member. Like, you don't even let family members come borrow money without at least giving you some idea of what it's for. And if you find it to be frivolous, you ain't going to give it to them because you work for your money.
Now, Jason, since we got a little more time today and you call all the time and I enjoy our discussions. Even when we disagree slightly, I'm wondering, where do you come from? How would you describe yourself politically?
If I'm being honest, I'm more of an independent than anything. But I find myself to be somebody that leans more liberal in a red state, so it's kind of a weird position.
May I ask you which primary you voted in Tuesday?
I voted in Democratic primary.
Okay.
My initial thought was to vote Republican because I felt like the District 2 race. And there's more action on the Republican side.
Right.
And so, because, again, we're in a red state. So I thought about doing that just because I felt like a Democratic vote may not have as much life in it. Because I would love for Phyllis to win and be the rep for District 2. But I don't know if she's going to be able to beat Coleman or Moore, whoever.
Yeah, it's going to be Barry Moore.
Barry Moore. And she's probably not going to beat him. But, you know, it's just kind of how it goes. So I play both sides, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Well, it's not a bad place to be necessarily, especially as a voter. You have a little more fun. They actually have to vie for your vote instead of take it for granted. But do you mind me asking, in the presidential side, on the Democratic side, who you went with?
I voted for Joe Biden because I think honestly, he lost me with that dog face pony rider thing. That was the weirdest thing I've heard in a very long time.
This is what you, this is it.
You're a lying dog face pony soldier.
That's what a pony soldier. I'm like, what are you saying? He talked to the girl like they had a history, and I'm like, we don't know that. I don't know what's going on. So that was weird.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, out of the field, that's the dude that kind of makes the most sense. And I mean, and granted, if he has a stroke or whatever, at least we have his DP. I don't know. You think like the best option out of all of them.
Well, he better not pick Hillary Clinton as VP, though. Then he'll definitely have a shot.
Nah, I don't think that'll happen. I think that's a fight. I think some people it would be funny to some people, but I don't think it's. I think it's more likely.
Well, Jason, we got to run. Appreciate the call, man.
All right, you guys have a good day. Bye.
217.
The biggest loser in all this, Liz Warren.
Oh, Lord. And I'm so happy about it. I can't stand her.
You don't like her?
Oh, good God.
I don't either.
I've disdained her for years. Apparently, she's a true believer. She's not like a Biden kind of gets along glad hand. No, she's a strident true believer. Doesn't really work with people. She works with them when she really needs to. But
yeah, and I think her votes will definitely go to Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, that makes sense. We got to end this break. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back. Shake it up is all that we know. Using bodies up as we go. I'm waking up to fantasy. The shades all around are the colors we used to see. Broken eyes still melts in the sun. And ties that are broken can't offer me one again. We're so alone. He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With the rain moving away early, it looks like we have a chance to dry out this afternoon, and improvement is on the way. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Today's high 61, tonight's low 44. Tomorrow, the sun returns. That'll be nice. High in the low to mid-60s. We'll be in the 30s on Friday night. Great weekend forecast. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Low 60s Saturday, and I think upper 60s at least on Sunday. Chance to dry out for about 3 or 4 days in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, Jack, because breaking news, Elizabeth Warren is out of the presidential race.
I know it's killing her, though. She started this. I think she may have been the first one. Well, she's gone nowhere.
Yeah, well, as soon as she put meat on the bones of that Medicare for All plan, by that I mean actual numbers, how much it's going to cost, how she's going to pay for it, people were like, what? At least be like Bernie, Liz, and don't give the numbers. Oh, we'll pay for it somehow. I don't have all the numbers, but, you know, we're a rich country. But, folks, before we get back into that, opportunity for those of you in Alabama, we have on the phone with us Chris Freeman from Fiat Chrysler USA, from the United States here, airbag recall campaign manager. Chris, how are you?
I'm good, Joey. How are you?
Very good. Now, what's this opportunity for folks out here in Alabama?
So the opportunity really is that we are trying really hard to make people aware of a very dangerous and serious recall that could be on their vehicle. And there are 200,000 vehicles in Alabama of all makes and models that have this recall still unrepaired, and we're really trying to get the word out.
So which makes and models, which brands should people be thinking about?
Well, really, unfortunately, all of them. Mm. So there are 19 different automakers that have these recalls in the United States, and Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram is just a few of those brands. But that 200,000 number, that's a significant number in Alabama.
Well, and airbags really are a life-saving device. So if it's not functioning, this is something you need to get checked out very quickly and attentively. But there's a little bit of, you're sweetening the pot a little bit, right?
That's right. You know, all automakers are doing all sorts of different things to help people not only become aware, but understand the severity or the how serious this risk is. And Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram is no different. And in the month of March, if you drive a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicle that has an open recalled airbag repaired in the month of March, we will enter your name into a draw to win one of 45 different $500 Visa prepaid gift cards.
So what are the steps people need to take advantage of this opportunity?
So really all you need to have is your vehicle repaired, but to get to that point, what you need to know is, do you have one of these cars that's affected? So every vehicle has a unique 17-digit vehicle identification number, or a VIN. You can find that number on all your registration documents, or if you're standing next to your car, it's on the driver's side dashboard right up by the windshield. You can read that number off, write it down, and then on the web, go to checktoprotect.org. That's check, and then the word to, T-O, protect.org. You enter the VIN into that website, and immediately you will get back a report that's specific to your vehicle. It'll let you know exactly which recalls that your vehicle has, not just the airbag recall, but any other one as well. It also works for any and all brand vehicles.
And so you can then schedule a free repair at a local dealership?
That's correct. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call the dealership that matches the brand of your vehicle, These repairs are, in most cases, done in less than an hour. They're fast. In all cases, they are free, and they're pretty easy repairs. So it's not a really complicated repair that, you know, the owner needs to worry about. It's just a free and easy, quick repair.
So all Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram owners, find your VIN number, put it into Check2Protect, T-O, Check2Protect.org, and see if you are eligible, and then you'll get a chance to win a $500 Visa prepaid card for doing this, but it's a free repair. You should do it anyway to make sure you're safe.
That's correct.
Chris, I appreciate your time this morning and bringing this to our attention.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, sir. Well, there you go. You'll take advantage of that.
I wonder what it is that it doesn't do. You know, I didn't want to ask him that.
Right, but
he's stressed enough. I didn't want to say, "Hey, Chris, just what is it, the problem with the airbag?"
Right.
I didn't want him to freak out.
Like, does it just kind of sneak out?
Yeah, sneak out and don't go anywhere to get powder all over you. I mean, what's the deal?
We got to hit another break here. Bill, hold your position. This part of News and Views brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Located at 6948 Vaughn Road, Troop Booth and the whole team do fantastic work, all trained at the Gemological Institute of America. Troop Booth has cut out the middleman, right, Jack?
Yes.
That way he can offer you fine antique one-of-a-kind pieces with rings, a necklace, bracelet, watches, earrings. There's so much there at Heirloom Jewelers, but he can do it for an incredible price because he's got the middleman out of the way. He has a network of hundreds of experienced buyers around the country to find you the very best offers, also in pre-owned jewelry. So if you have a bunch of jewelry laying around your house, even if you think it's a bunch of junk, try out Troop Booth. If you think it's too valuable, try out Troop Booth. Call them today at 260-0066. Set up an appointment. And it'll usually be in the morning, and if you agree upon a value then and there, you get paid then and there. So Heirloom Jewelers, whether you're looking to sell your jewelry or buy fine antique jewelry, you need to check them out today. And they're located at 6948 Vaughn Road, or call them to make an appointment, 260-0066. Thank you to Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers for being great sponsors here of News and Views. And again, folks, happy days are here again. Elizabeth Warren is out of the race.
She's not. You know what I love about her? She's not shrill at all.
She lost her own state. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Quire's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Quire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluquire.com today. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
844-417.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Tops for the family are $9.99 and under. Athletic shoes, $49.99 and under. And a power air fryer is just $99.99. Plus, get it in 2 hours or less with buy online, free store pickup. Shop hundreds of epic deals Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. News and Views from 9 till noon. You okay, Jack?
Yeah, I'm okay. What's left of me?
272-9228 if you want to get in. Let's very quickly, for this first hour is over and done with, talk to Bill. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're okay, thanks.
Kind of along the line of what Jason was talking about earlier, you know, I kind of feel like the city was double-dipping because there's a portion of that gas tax that's supposed to go to municipalities.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if we were in the mix.
Why would we not be?
Well, you know, Kay Ivey called in state representatives and senators and said, if you vote no, you're not going to get any of this money. And I'm not sure how our delegation voted.
I think there is some, like when Todd Strange was out going out the door, I think some will go to the city of Montgomery.
Well, probably. Because I know Reed Ingram, he voted for it.